Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Hillary Cool, and I will be sharing this week's teaching for the Grace Christian Church membership classes. This week, the teaching will be on the Grace Christian Church Women's Fellowship. First, it is important to note that this is a formal church organization. This group has meetings And the meetings are usually held the first Monday of the month. However, sometimes there are special organizational meetings that do occur throughout the year on a separate date. This organization consists of officers. The current president is Hillary Kuhl. The president holds a voting position on the official board of the Grace Christian Church. Of the official positions include a secretary position, which is currently headed by Anita Sue Nichols, and the treasurer position that is currently headed by Jeannie Hoffman. This organization is open to all sisters in Christ. Each member is also encouraged to invite a friend to come and enjoy the fellowship of this Christian women's meeting. However, when it comes to the voting for this organization, one must be a member of the Grace Christian Church and have paid their yearly dues to be allowed voting privileges for that current year. The mission statement for this organization is a multifaceted board for the women of the church to be built up and edified in Christ, to work toward the promotion of the church's fellowship interests, provide comfort for the bereaved, support mission work, and provide opportunities for prayer. These are the women's fellowship pillars, standing firm on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. This organization has served many missions around the world, in the Valley, in St. Johnsville, and even in Grace Church. The Women's Fellowship has agreed currently to support missions on a need-to-need basis. The organization is funded by many different events that the members of the organization work. They include yearly rummage sales, bake sales, thank offering coin collection, loose plate offering that can be found on the back table in the church, and lastly, Leora's bid and buy. Now, let us take a closer look at these pillars that the organization stands firm on. Each one is supported by a committee that supports the mission statement. Women's Fellowship has committees that are headed by different members of the group. Each committee supports the pillars and that mission statement. So the very first committee is the Sunshine Committee. It is a committee that is headed by currently Shirley Shannon, and she sends letters and cards on behalf of the Women's Fellowship of Grace Church. Each month, cards are sent to the sick that have an uplifting and thoughtful message to those who have been ill. Each year, hundreds of cards are sent. This committee sends cards to anyone that is in need of an uplifting card. Adding a little sunshine to brighten someone's day, especially to the sick or the downtrodden. Every message focuses on how God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when in trouble. And that comes from Psalm 46, verse 1. The next committee is the prayer ministry, which is headed by Linda Hart. This committee includes many opportunities for prayer. And if you are interested in joining us for any of these opportunities for prayer, you are so very welcome to join. For any questions, clarifications, or any help, please feel free to contact Linda Hart. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, really summarizes the drive for all of the opportunities for prayer that this committee offers. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. This committee has six opportunities. Opportunity number one is the prayer closet. Those that are willing enter the pastor's room or the prayer closet during the sermon portion of our worship service. At that time, in that room, we then pray with a partner for our pastor. We pray and focus our prayer that the Lord will work through him in a mighty way during that sermon. We pray that the Lord will open the hearts of those sitting in the pews, and we pray for the strength and a special anointing on our pastor. And we must pray and continue to pray for Pastor Torres. Opportunity number two is the prayer first prayer meeting. This prayer meeting is held every Tuesday evening at 6:50 p.m. via the conference call. It starts with beautiful hymns, similar to the hymn that you heard before this teaching. And then at 7 o'clock sharp, we have a half hour of teaching led by Linda Hart. And then it moves into a full hour of prayer that is led by a prayer team. And it is just a precious time of prayer. If you are interested in that, please reach out for more information. Next is a noon hour of prayer. And this prayer meeting does not meet during the coldest months of the year because we do try to save on the heating for this prayer meeting. But when it's appropriate for one full hour each day, it starts at noon. Pastor Torres will open that church up for prayer, and all are welcome to stop in for prayer. You may stay for the full hour, or you may stay for a few minutes, however your schedule will allow. But it is a sacred time, and all are welcome. Next is praying for the pews of the Grace Church. All of the pews in the sanctuary have been numbered and have been assigned to various people in the congregation for prayer. And every day, if you have been assigned a pew, we pray that the Lord will draw souls to fill the pews. And once that pew is filled, we continue to pray for hearts to be open to the word and that the Lord will minister through whoever is preaching or exhorting that week to that individual that was located in your pew. Next, the prayer chain. The prayer chain is literally a chain of people who respond to prayer requests with prayer. Anyone in need of prayer may contact Linda Hart, and Linda will activate the prayer chain for immediate prayer. The prayer request is passed through the prayer chain by telephone, by text message, or by email. One's duty is to pray for whomever is in need of prayer until you get the update that all is well. Lastly, we had a new addition, and it's called the Secret Sister Ministry. All that would like to join are welcome. Each member of the Women's Fellowship will draw a name of her special sister. This sister promises to pray for a special sister each day, also sending her a secret card once a month and a gift to a special with a special present on their birthday. At the end of the year, the secret sister shares who she is at a fun, revealing dinner. The coordinator of this committee is a one-year term and will be rotated each year. And that closes out the prayer ministry committee. And any questions, again, reaching out to Linda Hart for those opportunities for prayer. The next subcommittee under Women's Fellowship is the Outreach Missions. This is headed by President Hillary Kuhl and a member, Gail McCready. Deuteronomy 15, verse 10 through 11. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all the work and everything that you put your hand to. The Outreach Committee sends support to any person in need. This organization is extremely confidential and privately gives to those who are in need all in the name of Jesus. This committee is funded by the Women's Fellowship and the Grace Christian Church members. The church members can also contribute to this fund in their offering. The next committee is the Coat, Hat, and Mitten Drive, which is also headed by President Hillary Kuhl and many of the other members of Women's Fellowship really contribute to this drive. Each fall and winter, the church has a tree, and it is adorned with donations of hats and mittens, and they are donated to local schools. This year, coats were also donated by members of the group, and over 20 coats were given to a local elementary school. And excuse me, that was actually from last Christmas. And it'll start again after Thanksgiving and runs right to the end of the calendar year. Next, the next committee is Food for the Bereaved. All of the Grace Fellowship women provide homemade dishes for the family and friends of the members of Grace that have passed over to be with the Lord. It is important that the family is supported during their difficult time, and our women work hard to make sure that all details are cared for with the love that can only come from knowing Jesus. The women set up the fellowship hall. They hold down the kitchen, and they clean up every dish, not because we have to, but because we truly want to. Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The next committee is the Grace Fellowship Coffee Committee. Each month, the Women's Fellowship is responsible for providing a fellowship opportunity for the church after the church service. Members from the Women's Fellowship take turn monthly baking and doing cleanup for this committee. The next committee is the Book Swap, which is headed by Sue Keith. This is a fairly new committee, and this idea was just implemented this year. It is a swap of Christian books, and we do have an assortment of puzzles, and it is located in the fellowship hall by the piano. The last committee is the summer retreat, which is headed by President Hillary Kuhl, and it's over the summer. We have a special meeting, which is longer than a normal business meeting. This is a themed summer meeting with a detailed Bible lesson, with an activity, and sometimes even a fun craft. And then it allows an opportunity for just the women of the fellowship and other members to invite friends to follow. Now, in closing, I just would like to explain about the typical monthly meeting when the women's group comes together. The meeting will open with prayer. Then each meeting will include with a few favorite hymns. And we just pick our favorite hymns, and we have one of our ladies in our group member who have the talent of playing the piano will share their talent, and we just do our very best to sing along. Next, reports are shared by officers of the committee, and then they look at the business topics. Some of those business topics could be the mission idea that they're working on, if it's a current event of the church that is happening, or they discuss any concerns or any ideas that a member may bring forth. Next, the meeting will move to devotions. Our devotion time includes a Christian poem or sometimes a Christian short story, but then it closes with a scripture lesson straight from the Bible. And during that scripture lesson, comments are typically shared that really are relevant to the women that we are discussing in that moment. Lastly, the meeting then closes with a reciting of the Mizpah blessing, and that is found in the Bible, and it states, "May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from the other." And then lastly, we close with a faithful fellowship and refreshments hosted by one of the members of Women's Fellowship. Now let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for all of the women of Grace Church. Lord, I pray that you help all of the women who are leading committees. And Lord, I pray that you help keep those committees active and strong so that we can continue to work hard for you, Lord. Lord, I do ask that you help draw more women to help serve you to this faithful group that is very willing and ready and able to serve you. And I ask all of this in the blessed and holy name of Jesus. Amen.
And forever.